You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. Anyone who has experienced a fish boil will likely never forget the experience. The spectacle of leaping flames around a huge cauldron of boiling water is a longtime tradition in Door County.
And while Door County is the birthplace of the fish boil, we'll learn how to make one at home, minus the flames. With us now is Dan Peterson from the Viking Grill in Ellison Bay, Door County. He's been a master boiler for 50 years. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you.
So, Dan, where did this tradition of the Door County fish boil come from?
Well, that's very hard to say, but you have to imagine that the loggers were here first, and they had a lot of fish, and they had the boats and everything. So it was what they did, I guess, just went out and caught some fish, and they had a big pot, and there's a lot of people working. It's a meal served to a lot of people in a short time, and it's just delicious. But I believe it was probably in 1800s is when it started.
And, of course, now we can see it all over the country, as far afield as Pennsylvania. Why don't you describe it for us and why, you know, it's such got such a wide appeal?
Well, it's a Door County tradition as you see it right now. And it started here at the Viking in about 1960-61. Lawrence Annette Wickman started just to raise their business a little bit. Before that, it was done in church areas and for groups like that anyway. But it's to do it in our situation here, we have a cauldron and we have about 20 gallons of water and big baskets and everything like that. But it's not necessary to boil it. You can use your big chili pot at home, take your little colander and put some potatoes and some onions and some fish in it. And it's all timed, cooking time. It takes about 24 minutes for the whole process. It takes a lot of salt. It kind of scares people, the amount of salt. And you certainly don't want to do a boil over on your stove, not before you call your fire department, at least. So, but it is a great meal. It's served with butter over it, and along with the lemons and cherry pie for dessert. It is a meal that people will remember, without a doubt.
Now, part of what's so memorable is the preparation, is this incredible tower of flames that comes when the fish start boiling in that water. Now, that's not really something you want to be trying at home, but is there a way to replicate that experience?
Well, what it is during the cooking process, there's oil in the fish. And oil being lighter than water, it settles on the top. With the washing of the sweet red potatoes and the onions, it turns into a gray or brown matter. So what we do is we intensify the boil by throwing fuel oil on the fire. On the fire, I repeat that, not in the pot. And it enhances the boil so great it just froths over. It lasts about 4 or 5 seconds. And while it's frothing over, we take the food out. So, but you don't want to do that at home.
It sounds like if you take one wrong move, it could be a disaster. Have you had any close calls yourself?
Well, yes, the wind has changed a couple different times, and that's tough. But you have to remember, use fuel oil. Now, somebody will come by and say, well, how much gas do you use? You're going to use gas once, and that's a big mistake. So, but it is an awesome, good meal. Really.
Is there a fish boil season? Is it better done in fall, given the nature of the flames?
Actually, the best time of the year is probably when the fish comes out of the cold winter water. But we do the fish boil here. We open in April, and I do a fish boil every Friday till the end of December. And during the summer, we do it 3, 4, 5 days a week, depending on the demand.
Now, take us through a bit of the recipe step by step. I noticed that the timing of when to add each ingredient is quite exact. Why is that?
Well, because of the cooking time. Now, when we start, I'll do it with our cauldron here, with 20 gallons of water. The first thing we put in is about 3 pounds of salt. We bring that water to a boil, and the next thing that goes in is about 25 pounds of potatoes and another pound of salt. We'll cook those potatoes about 8-10 minutes, and then we put our onions in. They're sweet, small onions, and we cook those about 8 minutes. And then it's time for the fish to go in. Now, all this cooking time is boil time. It's not just in the water. It's boil time. And we put the fish in, and we'll cook those 8 to 10 minutes, depending on the size and things like that. And then at the very end, we have our tradition. We ring the bell 1 minute before we're going to boil it over so people can get their Kodak moment or whatever it is. And big flame comes up, and it's kind of scary, but it's very much in control here.
Now, I've heard people say that the thing about the fish boil is the drama of it, that tower of flame. Can you make the case that the food is actually delicious, that throwing stuff into boiling water actually produces tasty food?
Well, you know, a lot of people boil things, and they think it's real good when they're boiling it in grease in a French fryer. Now, you take boiling it in water, you make your choice. What would you rather have?
Mm-hmm. Well, one is healthier.
Well, it certainly is. And it is so good. Prepared properly, it's just a magnificent meal.
And then I guess you've got all that melted butter on top.
Well, yeah, that's maybe cheating a little bit, but it's Wisconsin butter, so that's all right.
So if I did my math correctly, the fish itself only boils for about 10 minutes.
That's correct.
And that's enough?
That is enough. You could, in a cooking process, you can tell with our big cauldrons we have, you can see about 4 or 5 minutes into the cooking, the fish will start to float just a little bit. And it's one of the indicators of that your boil's coming along good and the fish is cooking just right. So,
now, you've been doing this for 50 years. That's a long time. Does it ever get old, or is it something that's always fresh and exciting?
Actually, probably longer than that, but my brother and I were like 9 or 10 years old when we first started helping my father over in Bailey's Harbor. It was just a thing that we did once in a while. It was called a trout boil back then. And we were left outside to keep the fire going. It was done in a big wash tub with some wire crimped together. Nowadays, everything is stainless steel, and it much, much safer and healthier, I would say. But, it's quite a treat.
And what would you say to someone who's trying to think about how to do this at home in just our last 30 seconds here?
Well, you just use your chili pot, like I said. Fill it with water. Take your little colander and put your potatoes in. It's a serving for 8, about 16 chunks of fish, you know, small onions, 16 onions and 16 potatoes, and a lot of salt, though. You start with a quarter pound and then another little quarter pound and another quarter pound on each time, and don't boil it over.
And I've got a little taste of Door County. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you.
That was Dan Peterson, master fish boiler from the Viking Grill in Ellison Bay, Door County. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.